How would you describe the best way of life? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Before I turned 21, I had decided I wasn't going to drink alcohol. We've got a family history, and I just didn't like the way people talked about or handled the subject, and I felt very convicted about it, so it was an easy decision to make. It was natural. It was easy to talk about that decision with people who respected it or agreed with it. But as I grew up, especially once I turned 21, it kind of makes me stand out sometimes, and it's not always in a way that I like. It can make situations kind of awkward and can make other people uncomfortable. And sometimes I have to re-ask myself, I've made this commitment, but is it really worth it? Do I really mean it? The same thing goes for our faith. And that's what today's Devo is about. It's called The Best Life by our very own Joshua Schmitz. Do you really believe Jesus's way of life is the best way of life? I was raised in the church, and when I was presented with this question, my instinct was to say, of course. Upon further examination, however, I began to realize that if I truly and wholeheartedly believed this, my life would look quite a bit different. If I fully believed Jesus' way is the best, would I take out my anger on my family? Would I have trouble forgiving those who wrong me? And would I neglect listening to what God has for me? When we put our trust in Jesus to save us from sin and death, believing he died for us and rose again, we can be sure that we belong to him. As Christians, we grow to trust Jesus more and more, bringing every area of our lives into alignment with what he says is best. Yet, this is a lifelong process, one that will only be finished when Jesus returns. So, remembering to trust Jesus is a practice that needs to be done often. One prayer I pray on a weekly basis is, Jesus, I choose to trust you. Jesus, I want to trust you. Jesus, help me trust you more. Often our trust is still pulled away from Jesus by the things of the world, and sometimes we hardly even want to trust him. This is when the prayer looks like, Jesus, I want to trust you. This is a beautiful heart posture because we're recognizing we can't live life on our own, even though we still have a desire to try. And this vulnerability actually helps us trust Jesus more and more every day. There will be times of struggle when we're following Jesus, but continuing to turn to him through the struggle is the best way to learn to trust him more. In every situation, we can choose to believe that Jesus' way is the best way of life. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. We all have times when it's hard to believe that Jesus's way of life is the best way of life. We're often tempted to do what we think is best instead of relying on him and following his good ways. In what areas of your life have you found it difficult to trust Jesus, and why? Jesus invites us to be honest with him about all the reasons it's hard for us to trust him. He is eager to assure us of his love and goodness and help us grow in him. He does this through his Spirit, his Word, the Bible, and his people, the church. Consider taking some time to be open with Jesus and perhaps a few trusted Christians about what you're thinking and feeling. If you want to know more about what it means to trust Jesus to save you, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Also, I encourage you to read in Luke 9:23, Then he, Jesus, said to them all, If anyone wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Mark 9:20-25, John 6:25-35, and Philippians 1:6, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know we have an Unlocked app? Well, we do. Check out the Unlocked Devo app on any major Play Store and download it today. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about fists and faith with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.